Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's been so good.
Amen.
So good.
Still good.
And I just love to praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
This is another day the Lord has made.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Rejoice and be glad that we're part of that day.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
All right, because you could have left it in yesterday.
Yes, Lord.
But God is on into today.
Yes.
And this is the 80th day of the new of the year.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Not anybody glad to still be here.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Right at all the devil been trying to do.
Yes.
Amen. God has stayed his hand and allowed us to be here just a little while longer.
Yes.
And we need to be giving him some glory, honor, and praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Doing.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He is wonderful.
Yes, Lord.
The mind of God.
Yes, he is.
The everlasting Father.
Praise the
King of Kings and Queen and
Amen.
Yes,
Lord of Lords.
Yes.
He is the Almighty God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
And we bless his holy name. We cannot worship him or praise him too much.
He's worthy.
But we are behind in our praise.
Hallelujah.
We owe God more than a praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God, oh God, zillions of praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Get that far away.
Yes, Lord.
And our praise.
Thank you,
Lord. God. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times.
Amen.
His praises shall continually be in my mouth.
Hallelujah.
Anybody got a praise for the Lord?
Hallelujah.
Has it been good to you?
Hallelujah. Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
We praise his holy name.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. His name. God, he is wonderful.
Yes, he is.
He's the mind of God.
Yes, he is.
Everlasting Father.
Yes,
Jesus.
And he loves us all.
Yes,
Lord.
Amen. Glory to God. So let us give God some glory around in this place.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
The saints are blessed, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, I so.
Yes.
All this for him. Bless his holy name. Bless his God. The Lord is in his holy temple.
Yes,
Lord. And all the earth keep silent about him.
Yes,
Lord. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
God. At this time, we will go into prayer. We're going to ask but it can tick if he will lead us in this prayer.
Father God, we thank you now for allowing us to come together again, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we pray, Heavenly Father, for your strength, your mercy, dear Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Heavenly Father, we ask, Lord, that you would bless us, Lord, and bless any sick, Lord, that's among us, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask, Lord, that you would just touch right now. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We know that it's been a year since we have come together in our sanctuary, but Lord, yes, we thank Lord. You that you allowed us to come together, Lord, in this manner.
Yeah. Yes,
Father, Heavenly Father, that you would just continue to bless us and keep us, Lord, in your will, Lord, and with our mind laid on you.
Heavenly Lord,
pray, Heavenly Father, for strength, Heavenly Father. We ask, Lord, that you bless our pastor, Lord. Give him strength, Heavenly Father, members, Lord, and Father, all that they may be going through, Lord, we ask that you let them know that you are God and you are with them.
Yes, Lord.
Heavenly Father, we pray, Heavenly Father, for mankind everywhere in thy name. In this name, bless our church and our church family.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
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 Glory to God.
We're going in the book of St. Luke today. 15th chapter. And we're going to read verses 27 through.
On your house, see this like a year.
31.
Chapter
15. St.
Luke.
St. Luke 15. Mm-hmm. In that verse 27.
Verse 27. I gotta give you when it does. You good. It's blessed.
Okay, you'll have it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And it said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father had killed the fatted calf, because he had received him safe and sound. And he was angry, and would not go in. Therefore came his father out, and greeted him. And he answered and said to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither trespass I any time thou commandment. And yet you never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which had devoured thy living with her, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me, all that I have is thine.
Mm-hmm.
And it was meant that we should make merry and be glad, for this is our brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found.
Amen.
What? talk to you today from this thought. You are invited. You are invited. This invitation extends to everyone who has wandered away from home. You have an invitation, a standing invitation, inviting you to come back.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You're welcome when you do come. God has made a way for every one of us to find our way back every time we get lost.
Amen.
And he has not put anything on you that you cannot handle. Okay. He will forgive everything that you've done and treat you as you were before you left.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Okay. So we are prepared for the kingdom's work. And we can receive him, or he will receive you.
Hallelujah.
He will never turn you down.
Mm-mm.
He will never turn his back on you.
Yes,
he will and feed you and protect you and take you through whatever the situations may be.
Amen.
In this 15th chapter of the book of Luke, Jesus talks about three parables, all three dealing with loss and finding. We find that he talks about losing the animal.
Amen.
And losing a coin. And finally, he talks about losing a human.
So,
in each case, he talks about when it's lost.
Mm-hmm.
How the owner will stop whatever he's doing and search diligently until he found that mm-hmm. was lost.
Yes.
Man.
And in this case, whenever they found the one that was lost,
my Lord,
there was some rejoicing going on.
Yes. Amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Yes, they were happy. I'm glad that they were able to find that was lost.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
And I invite others to join with them and to celebrate it for that they were lost.
Yes, Lord.
Know that the animal had to be found by the owner.
Mm-hmm.
He had to go out and search for them until they found it. The coin, likewise, had to be found.
Mm-hmm.
These two that they were using here didn't have no reality of direction as how to get back. Sheep, as we know, cannot see that well. And they are easily lost.
Mm-hmm.
So the owner had to go out and find them.
Mm-hmm.
The coin has no life at all.
My Lord.
But it was valuable.
Amen.
Yeah. Part of a diary that the lady had. And therefore, she had to find it because that was very important for her in her life.
Mm-hmm.
but know that they son has a mind and an ability to reason and to discern. So he knew how to get back.
Amen.
And he came back on his own.
Mm-hmm.
When you're out of touch, you have to make the initial.
Yes.
The initial effort to get back into the fold.
Amen.
And amen.
For the most part, we don't know where you are, what you've been doing, how you've been faring. But you know all this.
Yes. Amen.
Sure. And you know where the answer lies.
Yes.
So if you go to that answer, go to that, you will find what you need and never do we get too bad that we can't get home or go back home.
Amen.
You've never been too bad.
Uh-huh.
And you cannot go back to Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's true.
Jesus made it possible for everybody to come. He gave his life.
Amen.
And paid the ultimate price.
Yes.
Amen.
Death on the cross that we might have a right to come back to him.
Amen.
So to come to him is to live, to have life, to have the ability to overcome every obstacle, everything that's come up against you.
Yes.
Amen.
You got that ability to defeat that. Paul said we're more than conquerors. And all these odd things that come against us to defeat us. We are victorious. And we can find the victory that we want in the word of God.
Yes.
Word of God is your place home.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. It will protect you.
Yes.
Like a home's supposed to do.
My Lord.
Take you from the weather, the storms of life. Hallelujah. The word will protect you from the storms of life.
Amen.
Spiritual storms that arise in your life.
Yes.
We see them as physical, but they're spiritual.
Amen. That's right.
And as we told you, I think last week, a week before last, that we are fighting things with the wrong weapons.
Yes.
Amen. Yep.
They're not carnal. But they are spiritual.
Amen.
Spiritual wickedness in high places.
Amen.
Okay. So we need to keep in mind that spiritual warfare needs spiritual weapons.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And we got to be able to recognize or to discern what is spiritual.
Yes,
and what is not spiritual.
Amen.
Okay. And so Jesus says that a certain man had two sons. Does not tell who the man is, what nationality he is. Does not say what he is and what he but it is that a certain man, which means that this could apply to any of us. Okay, if he said a certain Jew, you might think this just was a Jew.
Amen.
But it said a certain man, and that goes to any of us.
That's true.
Okay.
Amen.
There's no name stuck here. But the position, the activity that was going on will be similar to what will go on in anybody's life.
Amen.
And so it said a certain man had two sons.
Mm-hmm.
And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided into them his living. Now, notice that he said he divided his living, not the children's living. Because they hadn't been nowhere to earn anything. What was accumulated was the father's.
Man.
Which might have been handed down to him from his father.
Man.
Okay. And so this is what they had. And as the law goes, it goes to first, the most part would go to the older son, and the younger son would get the lesser part. But he divided it, his living amongst them. Okay. And gave a portion of the good that followed him, and he divided into him his living. And not many days after that, the younger son gathered all that he had. Okay, you know how it is when we're growing up in our younger days. We get upset with our parents for punishing us.
Mm-hmm.
We get upset with our parents for not giving us what we want.
And
some of us have gone as far to say, I'll be glad when I get grown, so I'm going to leave this place, ain't coming back.
Yes.
Okay, so this young son, fed up with working on the farm, fed up with tending the sheep and whatever else he may have, fed up with just working as work goes. Any farmers out there? Any farmers out there? Anybody out there ever live on the farm?
Yes.
Amen.
Well, you had to do the sharecropping.
Mm-hmm.
Work all day long, you get no money. Okay. So this young fellow that decided he would take his journey, getting out of the rut that he was in, getting out of that rut that he was in, okay, and trying to go, think he's going to do better, okay. And so not many days he got all his stuff together and didn't go to the next state. All right, he didn't go to the next three states. But he went all the way out of the country and didn't go to the closest country. Like, let's say if this is the United States that they're talking about. He didn't go to Mexico or Canada. He went to a far country like Russia. Long ways off. Okay, in Paris somewhere. All right. He went to a far country. And there he wasted his sustenance with righteous, riotous living.
Mm-hmm.
He wasted his sustenance. Pardon every night. Pardon through the night and sleeping through the day. So he won't earn no money. He was just spending what he had. And no doubt he had plenty of friends. Because tell your neighbor, you can't party by yourself.
That's right.
Okay. So he had wasted his money on the individual that was a friend as long as he had. Okay, when you not have done anything and you're down and out, your friends be down and out too.
Amen.
And when he had spent all that he had, there arose a famine, and it was a mighty famine that in that land. And he began to be in want. Okay, now he has spent all he got, and now the country is in bad shape.
You are invited.
And he began to want. He couldn't buy nothing. Nobody was giving him nothing. Okay. So he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into the fields to feed the hogs. Now, no doubt this is one of the people that he had probably dealt with while he had some money. Because he just didn't go join himself with a stranger. So he went and joined himself with a citizen of that country. This man didn't give him nothing, send him in the field. To feed the hog. And he would fain have filled his belly with the hook that the swines eat. And no man gave it to him. So he was so hungry that he wanted to eat the husks that the pigs would eat. But that wouldn't satisfy his hunger.
That's right.
It wouldn't satisfy his pain he was having. And nobody gave him nothing. Not even the man that he was working for. Okay. And so he got hungrier and hungrier. And didn't have no relief from it.
My Lord.
When you're out there searching and searching and searching, you're being hungry for the word, and you're trying to get everything else but the word. And nothing's going to satisfy that hunger until you get back where you're supposed to be.
Yes, my Lord.
You got to get back in the word of God. You got to get back into what God said do. How God said do it. Live the way God said to live. You got to get back to where you were.
Well, my Lord.
And that place is called home. You got to get back there if you're going to get your hunger satisfied. And so the word said, and when he came into himself, he said, how many hired servants,
my Lord,
do my father have? They got bread enough and to eat and enough to spare. And here I am perishing with hunger. Okay, God got everything.
Amen.
That you need.
That's right.
That's right.
And here you are laying around in want, in need, and not getting it because you're not seeking Him.
Amen.
The word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And everything else will add unto you.
Amen.
Here he is, hungry and nothing to eat, and in his father's house, there's plenty to eat. In his father's house, there's plenty room for him. Lay his head. Jesus said, come on. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house on many mansions.
Yes, Lord.
And you're going to prepare a place for us.
Yes.
That we might be able to come home.
Amen.
Come home to him.
Yes.
A place that's ready.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got plenty there for you to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You can eat from God's table.
Yeah.
And never thirst hunger no more. Drink from God's table. And yes. never thirst anymore.
Yeah.
God has the answer for you. And you just need to come to him. He said, I'm going to arise and go to my Father. Mm-hmm. Anybody want to go back to Jesus?
Hallelujah.
Anybody
Hallelujah.
Backslid on the pandemic?
Yes.
All you got to do is arise.
Yes.
Out of that mess.
Amen.
And get back to Jesus.
Yes. Right.
I will say unto him,
yes.
Father,
uh-huh.
I have sinned against yes. heaven and Amen. Before thee.
Yes, sir,
Father,
uh-huh.
I'm no more worthy to be called thy son.
Amen.
Take me as one of thy high servants.
Amen.
Right. Jesus. It's like that today.
Yes.
When you come back to Lord. Him.
Yes, Lord.
You got to come back low and humble.
Yes.
Come Lord. Back to him. Dr. Mandan.
Yes, sir.
Come back to him on his mercy
yes,
and his grace.
Yes. Amen.
Come back to him. He won't let you down.
Amen.
He'll accept you.
Yes, Lord.
And he arose. He got up Lord. From where he was. Out of the mud and marred,
mm-hmm.
in the name of Jesus, out of the pigsty, got us out of there, and made his way to his Father. I mm-hmm. go to my Father, and when he was yet a far way off, his Father saw him. Jesus knows where you are.
Amen.
He knows Amen. How to get to you.
Amen.
He's looking for you. To come back home.
Amen.
You got an invitation to come back home.
Hallelujah.
You got an invitation that said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Yes.
Take my yoke upon you and learn
yes.
of me.
Yes.
My yoke is easy and yes. my burden yes. is light.
Yes. You
got an invitation to come.
Yes.
Labor. And come and heavy laden.
Yeah.
Jesus said, come. Whatever condition you in. Come. Come.
Yes.
Learn of me.
Thank you, Jesus.
My burden, my yoke is easy.
Mm-hmm.
My burden is light.
Yes.
Notice that he said burden and not burdens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He only has one burden.
Mm-hmm.
Only yeah. one yoke.
Mm-hmm.
You got a whole lot of burdens.
Amen.
Lord, yes. yes.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus. Cast it on to the Lord and take his. His yoke is easy. His burden is light.
Amen.
And he arose.
Yes.
And came to his Father.
Yes.
But when he was a long ways off, his Father said to him, his Father saw him and had compassion. And ran and fell on him and kissed his. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The son said unto him, Father, I'm sinned against heaven.
Yes.
And against thee. And in your sight. And I'm no more worthy
mm-hmm.
to be called your son.
Amen.
But receive me. As a high servant, the Father didn't argue with him. He didn't say, I told you so.
Uh-huh.
Man,
he didn't
yeah.
say, I told you not to go.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the Father did. He was so glad to get him back.
Amen.
He said, the first thing come out of his mouth, that bring forth the best robe.
Uh-huh.
He didn't pick anything out there.
Mm-hmm.
He made the best I got in the house.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. It couldn't have been none of the son's clothes because yeah. he took everything with him.
Yes.
He left. So it had to be what one of the father had.
Amen.
So that bring me, hallelujah, the best robe that we have and put it on him.
Yes,
evidently, he had to be ragged. Mm-hmm. He had to be in a way that his clothes looked bad.
Amen.
I don't want to know that you were welcome back as a child.
Amen.
Put the ring on his finger and shoes on his feet.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. I'm going to see you back as a servant. I'm going to see you as a son.
Amen.
I want you to know today that however you leave the Lord, whatever this is you're in, when you come back, he will put you back in that same position.
Yes.
He will make you lesser than what you were.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
As you were.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you can move on from that.
Yeah.
That brings here the fatted calf.
Amen.
And the fatted calf is a prize animal. So it's bringing the best calf that we got.
My Lord.
And kill it. And let us make merry. For my son was dead. And now is alive.
My Lord.
He was lost.
Yes.
And now found.
Yes, yes.
He had began to be married.
Amen.
And they began to be married.
Yes, Lord.
Now, the elder son was in the field, working all day long.
Mm-hmm.
He came up, and as he got near the house, he heard music in the air. Dancing in the air. He heard all that's going on.
And
he began to wonder what's going on. He asked the servant. Said to him,
my Lord,
thy brother has come back home.
Amen.
Your father has killed the fatted calf. And because of his, he had received him safe and sound.
Yeah.
Amen.
And he said,
glory be to God.
He was angry and would not go in. Together, therefore, came his father out to entreat him. The father came out to talk to the son and to plead to him to join in the party.
Yes.
Join in the celebration. Won't you rejoice? I heard him say to his father, lo, these many years I do serve thee, neither have I transgressed against thee any of thy commandments. And yet you never gave me as much as a goat.
Amen.
I know.
Amen.
That I might make merry with my friends. You know how you get all puffed up comparing your condition with somebody else.
Man,
yeah.
Think you it's unfair the way you've been treated. Okay. But the man, the father let him know what's going on. He said, but as soon as this thy son comes, which has devoured your living with whores and prostitutes, you have killed the fatted calf and get a party for him. And father said to him, son, thou art ever with me. And all that I have is thine.
Amen.
God.
And he met and should have made merry and be glad. For this is thy brother that was dead. And now is a lie. The Bible says, when you're gone and you come back home, there's rejoicing.
Amen.
Because there's more rejoicing over one.
Yes, yes, yes. My Lord. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The 99 that need no repentance.
My Lord.
My Lord.
The rejoicing in heaven.
Oh, well, well.
The angels are rejoicing.
Yes, glory be to God.
Heaven is rejoicing.
Amen.
We ought to be rejoicing too.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Everyone that has come to Jesus.
Yes,
rejoice.
Rejoice.
Hallelujah. Come on home.
Yeah.
Come home.
Amen. Yeah.
There's rejoicing in heaven.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
That's you are invited
Amen.
Always to come home.
Amen.
There's nothing for stopping by for a little while.
Uh-huh.
Come home.
Yes. Yes.
Receive the word of God.
Yes.
Come home.
Come home.
Receive Jesus.
Yes.
Come home. Come home.
Yes.
There's joy
yes.
in heaven.
Yes, sir.
Joy.
Glory be to God.
Yes.
Joy in
joy.
The land. Come.
Uh-huh.
Come. Mm-hmm.
Come.
Yeah. And take
Hello.
Your rest.
Come. Yeah.
God said, come.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
All yeah. your burden and heavy laden. Now we'll give you rest.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Take my Thank yoke you. Upon you and learn of me.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
Come on.
Back home.
Come, on. Yes,
come back to the word of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Don't spend your time in the pandemic doing things all the time on the computer.
Amen.
On the phone,
Amen.
On the iPad, on yeah. whatever it is. But come to the word.
Yeah.
Spend the time in the word.
Uh-huh.
Be strong in the word.
Come on.
And
come
be
on.
At rest with Jesus. Come on.
Come on.
Come on. He will.
Yeah.
Make a way for you. Come.
He's going to heal.
The fat yeah. is for you.
Uh-huh.
The neighbor's bread
is great
for you. You don't have to hunger. You don't have to thirst anymore. Eat of his bread.
Yes.
Eat of his body.
Yes.
I won't thirst no more. Drink of his blood.
Yes.
No hunger, thirst no more.
Yeah.
No more.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
The invitation is this.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Then there's of another condition.
Uh-huh.
And this is one of the man who made a feast
my Lord
and invited the best people in the area to come to his feast.
Yes.
But when the food got ready, he sent his servant out to get to bid them to come. They don't know that it's already waiting for you. And Jesus said this. Those begin to make excuses why they couldn't come. Some that I just bought the yoke of oxen, 5 yokes of them. That's 10 of them. And I need to go see them. Now who's gonna buy animals that you've seen? Animal might be all dead.
might
had a pandemic. But he got already bought them, and now he's going to go see them. We make that excuses why we won't go.
Amen.
With the Lord and the way the Lord wanted you to do something.
Amen.
And so it says, go back out and invite the meek, the lame, the heart, the blind, whosoever will, that it may be
consummately
full.
And
that's what they've done. Okay. You got to come. And God will.
Praise God.
Satisfy.
Yes,
he will. You were rejected.
Uh-huh.
But now you accept it.
Man,
Jesus made it possible.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. He died for you and for me.
Mm-hmm.
That we can receive him and have eternal life.
Amen.
Man,
he paid for our sin.
Yes,
yes.
And he gave us eternal joy.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hello.
I bless you.
Bless you, God. For the word.
Man.
The table is spread.
Mm-hmm.
Come. You invited.
Yes, Lord.
You don't have the hunger. Our first and the longer.
Amen.
No way. Hello.
See, I'll be in you as a river, the water.
Praise the Lord.
Bringing up the everlasting joy.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Anyone out there listening, that may have strayed away from the Lord. You can come back to it. All you got to do is do like the prodigal son.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Best to the Lord.
Amen.
Tell him what you sorry for doing.
Amen.
And ask him to take you back.
Amen.
Okay. Be like David. Lord, have mercy on me. Up to the multitude of thy mercy. Ask him to forgive him. Take him back. Forgive him for his in thy sight and thy sight only have I committed this sin.
Amen.
You don't have to commit. Confess it to me. Jesus made it possible for you to confess it directly to him.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to confess it to nobody else.
That's true.
You just need to confess it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Our like son didn't come back confessing to his brother and his daddy.
Man.
He just went to daddy. All right.
Yeah.
And you can do it to him and he will take you back.
Yes, he will.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Doors always open. And we used to say when we do welcome that our door swings on the hinges of welcome. You are invited.
Mm-hmm.
Any time, any place, under any condition, you are invited.
Oh, yeah.
Father, son didn't try to clean up before he came home. He came just like as it was. And that's what we got to do. We got to come just as we are.
Come as you are.
Right. And if you come just as we are, God will answer and deliver you. Confess and may he have a smile upon you. Again, we trust that you've been blessed today and continue to pray for you and to continue to looking up to the hills from which come your help. And remember, you got a standing invitation. Anytime things are going wrong in your life, you can go to Jesus. You have the invitation. All right. And he will no wise cast you out. Everything is going well.
Thank you.
God be the glory.
Amen.
All right. And no one else got anything to say before we get a benediction.
Thank you, Deacon Wade, for showing this to bringing this to us too. Brought back memories.
Amen. That was the intent.
And went out.
And we, and like I said, we thank our founding members that are still with us, Deacon James, Brother Robert, and Mother Elizabeth Lewis. They're, those were the founders, and they're still with us. To God be the glory.
Amen. Amen.
That's great.
That's great. Amen.
All right. Yeah. Don't forget, if you haven't already given it, it still can take your homecoming assessments. All right. If you didn't have it ready by today, next week's coming. You still can get it, put homecoming on it. All right.
You are.
That's your in heaven spot upon you.
Right. Have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye bye.
Hi.
Enjoy your day. Stay safe.
Yes. Y'all stay safe.
Now may the grace of God speak to me and the Holy Spirit rest through and abide with man forth and forevermore. And the people of God say amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.